Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you for being here. On this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibrations, changing your habits, your thoughts, and your beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and changing your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. So today I'm going to be talking about self-awareness, and I'm going to be questioning your self-awareness and trying to help you understand how aware you actually are. I chose this topic because I wanted you to see what level of awareness you are operating in and how you can level up. So self-awareness is being conscious of the different aspects of self, like your thoughts, your emotions, your characteristics or your personality, your behaviors, and your feelings. And don't get in your feelings while listening to this episode. If you heard me speak on awareness before, anywhere throughout this podcast, then you know it is where you choose to focus your attention. It's your perception of self for the people in the back. Your ability to see yourself clearly through reflection. For example, in the past year, ask yourself, all right, who have I been? What have I learned? As well as what I haven't learned, okay, and what I'm not paying attention to. How many times do you go through your day aimlessly just thinking and doing and acting as we usually do every day without any extra thought? How many times do you do that? Like all the time, right? That's that autopilot. Because as soon as we choose to do something different, our body doesn't recognize that and begins to resist. And it never lasts. So when was the last time you tried to change a habit, but then found yourself maybe a few days later back into that habit? That's that autopilot. And we got to learn to shift out of autopilot. And if you feel that way, like you want to do something different, but just can't find the courage or the strength to follow through with action. And that's where self-awareness comes in, where you reflect on your strengths and weaknesses and choose to practice self-control, because self-awareness and self-control go hand in hand. Because let's be honest, a lot of us lack self-control. We'll say we got control, but if you pay close attention to your thoughts and your behaviors, you'll come to realize you don't have as much control as you thought. It's just something we tell ourselves, but it has to be something we can prove to ourselves over and over again when forced with any type of temptation, okay? Over and over again, you got to continuously prove that to yourself. You got to practice self-control on a daily basis. It's not something that you're going to master the first time and think you'll never do it again. Because that's how a lot of people actually think. Oh man, I ain't do it that time. I ain't gonna do it no more. I ain't even worried about that. I got self-control. But then later on down the line, you realize you really don't, fam. So this is where you develop the knowledge of self and create a healthy foundation from the inside out, internally, to reach a certain level of self-awareness depends on how much time and effort and repetition, because that's how we learn, through repetition, you put into shifting your attention for the people in the back. To reach a certain level of self-awareness depends on where you spend your time, put your time, place your attention and effort into shifting that awareness. Because eventually it will lead to you making better choices, all right? It will lead to you fully accepting yourself for who you are and encourage self-development in those areas you lack confidence and courage. It is important for us to be aware of how we think and do we actually believe what we think, how we feel, how we act and react to those thoughts. This will allow us to see things from a different perspective, from the perspective of others. And then that self-control kicks in and makes us more productive and creative and have a better self-esteem. Now see how that all works out? Essentially, all of this makes us better. Better at communicating, better at our jobs, and give us better well-being overall. We have to practice grounding ourselves in the moment and focus less on the result, the reward, or the outcome. Take time every day to evaluate yourself, who you were being, how you responded, how you felt, and what you were thinking of, the most dominant thought, okay? When you can look at these things and be honest with yourself, then you can say, tomorrow, I choose to do my best to be better than yesterday. You can take that mantra or affirmation and use it for yourself. Let me say it one more time. Tomorrow, I will do my best to be better than yesterday. When you wake up in the morning, say that to yourself. And that's what's going to help you make better choices day to day, on a daily basis. So I'm back to painting pictures for you all, because I love to paint a picture and give you a visual in your mind, all right? Something you can remember visually. So here we go. Let's say Megan, we'll call her Megan, okay, is having problems at home with her boyfriend, all right? She thinks, all right, key word, thinks Todd cares less, all right, about her, all right, and shows and doesn't show her enough love. And they're always fighting about the same thing over and over. Then one day Megan looks within, all right, and she does a little bit of self-reflection and recognize she's not that loving and affectionate herself. So she's too busy trying to focus on what Todd's not doing and overlooking the small things that he does do. Y'all following me? So you can see how her thought process, keyword, overlooks the positive things he does to make her feel wanted and loved. She doesn't see that because she's too busy thinking and assuming, all right? Instead of communicating how they should show and receive love. The point is, you gotta look at yourself first and be clear about what you want right now. And that's another key word, right now, okay? Don't wait till later. Because if you wait till later, it'll be too far down the line for you to even want to say anything. So if there's something you've been wanting to say, today is your day, all right? I'm here to give you that message right now. Today is the day to let that shit out Get it off your chest. Don't continue to be unsatisfied because you are afraid of confrontation and conflict. Embrace self-awareness and continue to grow, because you won't grow if you are not aware of yourself and who you are being and what you are doing. And you can't avoid confrontation and conflict because those are the things that help you grow. This is how you practice self-awareness, okay? One quick way to bring you back to the present moment is to ask yourself, how do I feel right now? That's a simple, instant way for you to come back to this moment. Instantly. So being more present in the moment, paying attention to yourself rather than getting lost in your thoughts, you learn to control your thoughts, okay? You can do this by trying out breathing techniques to keep you present, okay? That always works. Meditation always works. This is going to help you to not get caught up in your thoughts and maintain a sense of self, okay? Remember this. If you don't remember nothing I said, and you know I always say this, if you don't remember anything I say, remember this. It's always better to ask questions than to make assumptions. Because when we make assumptions, we only see and hear what we want to see and hear instead of for what it truly is. Okay, and we begin to live in this illusion instead of in the moment. And another way, all right, you ready for this one? Another way you can practice is, you know, try out an activity that works for you. One that can give you mental practice, okay, like karate. Okay, maybe you need to kick off some of that anger you got within, all right? Or yoga. And mainly, like I just said, it's something that's more of a mental practice, okay? You gain a lot of wisdom from sitting still and moving your body, all right? That flexibility. You learn discipline and awareness. So that's a 2-for-1 right there. All right, karate, kickboxing, anything that involves moving your body and calmness at the same time, being aware of your body and your mind, okay? And the other one, which I already spoke about, that's taking time daily to reflect, okay? Go over your thoughts. Go over how you felt, your feelings, and your behaviors, and see where you can improve them. Write it down or sit quietly and reflect on it to yourself. All right? This will help you identify and clarify your thoughts, what works and what does not work, and what you need to start or stop doing. This also helps you become more intentional, because when you become intentional, then you're doing things on purpose because you know exactly what you want to do, all right? And when we're aware of ourselves, we know exactly what we want to do and how we're going to do it. We start planning out our day. We start making things how we want it to be. Intentional, okay? So self-awareness is one of those tools. It's a tool that you should practice using daily. We need to be able to look inward at our own shit and to make real change. Become real familiar with your internal environment. I'm going to say that one more time because I don't think y'all heard me. Become real familiar with your internal environment. Stop looking through an obscured lens and see yourself for who you truly are. Get your mind and body out of autopilot and take control. Also, become aware of your distractions. All right? Or you will drown in them. Watch how you use your time, because we can't get that back. All right? Be more intentional with your time, who you spend your time with, what you spend your time doing. Okay? What are you doing? What are you feeling? And what are you blind to? Because just like a car has blind spots, we have them too. And self-awareness is going to result in self-acceptance, self-control, self-discovery, and self-esteem. So I'm going to leave you with this quote by Veronica Tugaleva. To know yourself, you must sacrifice the illusion that you already do. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I pray that you have a wonderful Friday. I love Fridays. I love every day. All right, let's not get that twisted. I'm thankful and grateful for a new day. I try my best to be better each and every day. And even in the moments when I don't feel that great, I still attempt to do my best. But I know that you can be better than you are, and that we are capable of change. That's one thing that I do know. And when you become aware of yourself, you can start making those changes. And I thank you again for listening. Share this podcast with someone who you feel needs to hear this, deserves to hear this, needs confidence, love, compassion, and empathy. Share my podcast with them. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, excuse me, can't get my words right. On my Etsy shop, I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.